This is In the News in VOA Special English. 17,000 athletes and officials from more than 200 countries will take part in the London Olympics. Hours before the opening ceremony Friday night, London's Big Ben rang for 3 minutes to welcome the Games. Also, President Obama's wife, Michelle, visited with the United States Olympic team. She is leading the American delegation at the 2012 Games.
Every few years, these Games bring pride, excitement, and wonder to millions of people around the world. And that must mean so much to all of you, being part of giving so many people that much hope.
The Republican Party's presidential candidate, Mitt Romney, is also in London. About 36,000 British troops, police, and private security guards will protect the Olympic sites and the streets of London and other cities. Officials had to deploy extra troops after the private security company G4S failed to keep its promise to provide 10,000 workers. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the attack by Palestinian gunmen at the Munich Games. 11 Israelis were killed. The International Olympic Committee president decided against a moment of silence at the opening ceremony in London. The victims will be remembered at a separate event. Athletes at the London Games will compete in 26 sports. Most eyes will be on American Michael Phelps when the first gold medals in swimming are awarded Saturday. He plans to swim in 7 events in London. If he wins medals in 3 of them, he will break the all-time record for total Olympic medals. Former Soviet gymnast Larisa Latinina holds the record of 18. A newcomer to the American swimming team, Missy Franklin, is also getting a lot of attention. She qualified for 4 individual events at only the age of 17. The closing ceremony for the London Games is August 12th. The start of the Olympics is a high point for the sports world, but the week began on a low point for American college football in a case we first reported on last November. On Monday, the governing group for college sports punished Penn State University for its failure to stop the sexual abuse of young boys by one of its coaches. The National Collegiate Athletic Association fined the university $60 million. The NCAA also canceled all Penn State football victories for the past 14 seasons. It banned the team from competing in postseason bowl games for the next 4 years. And it reduced the number of scholarships that the university can offer. Last month, a jury found former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky guilty of abusing 10 young boys, sometimes on the Pennsylvania campus. The 68-year-old Sandusky faces sentencing in September. He could spend the rest of his life in prison. The NCAA sanctions mean former head coach Joe Paterno falls from 1st to 5th on the list of coaches with the most wins in major college football. He lost his job last year over the Sandusky case and died in January at the age of 85. And that's In the News in VOA Special English. For all the news from the London Olympics, go to voanews.com. I'm Steve Emberg.